Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review a bunch of shapes, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil so you can write your name at the top of your paper. I shall write my name. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. If you look at the top of your page, we're going to look for a bunch of different shapes today. I have a bunch of different shapes for you to notice. First one I want you to notice is in this picture at the top of your page, there are some circles. Do you see the circles? Where do you see a circle? Look. Yes, there are circles on the cars. I think those are toy cars because it doesn't look like anyone in that house would fit into those. But the tires are circles. Let's color the tires gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you may use your pencil. There are two circles on each tire, the outside circle and the inside circle. Color both of them gray. Each car. So that makes four circles in all. Two tires on this car and then two tires on the other. So a circle has how many sides, boys and girls? Yep, zero. There are no sides on a circle. It just goes round and round and round and round. How many corners are on a circle? Zero. There aren't any. Okay. Boys and girls, look again. There's another circle in our picture. Do you see it? Yes, the doorknob. Let's color the doorknob red. Find a red crayon. Color the doorknob red. That's a circle. Circles have no sides, no corners. They can be little or they can be big. They can be red or they can be gray. They can be blue. It doesn't matter. All right, put down all your crayons. Those are the circles in our picture. There are no more. That's it, people. That is it. All right, another shape I want you to notice is a triangle. Do you see any triangles in our picture? I'll remind you, a triangle has three sides. Yes, the trees are triangles. Let's color all the trees. What color? Yeah, green, of course. So go ahead and start coloring the trees green. There is one tree kind of hidden behind the others. Do you think that shape back there is a triangle, even though we can't see it all? Yeah, so we'll color all three trees green. I love that there are three trees and that triangles have how many sides? Three. When the sides meet, they make a corner. So how many corners are on a triangle? Three sides, three corners on a triangle. Triangles can be any size. They can be big. They can be little. They can be in any direction. They can be turned around. Upside down, over, it doesn't matter. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's color the trunks of those trees brown. Now, what shape are the trunks of these trees? What shape is this? Are these triangles? No. What are they? Rectangles. Two short sides. Two long sides. We've got rectangles as the stems. Do you see another rectangle in our picture? We can hang under our brown crayon. Do you see, is the door a rectangle? It is. The door is a rectangle. So let's color the whole door brown. We have two long sides on the door, and then the top and the bottom are short. That makes a rectangle.
Four sides, four corners on a rectangle.
Right. Rectangle has four sides, but a triangle only has three. And then the circles that we already did have how many sides?
Zero.
Okay, so we have a rectangle, door. What about the top of the chimney? Is that a rectangle? Yes. Color the top of the chimney, the very top of the chimney. Color that. Brown. Okay. What about the front part of the roof? Just the front part. Just the front part. Not the flat part with like the waves on it, but the very front top part of the roof. Is that a rectangle? Yeah. Don't color the part with like the wavy things. Just the front rectangle part. The two super, super, duper long sides. And then there's two short sides. The top and the bottom are really long, huh? Really long, going across the whole house. And then the sides are short. That's why it's a rectangle. And there's four corners. And there you go. Okay, we're going to put down our brown crayon now. Done. Boys and girls, what about that shape with the wavy lines? What about that? What shape is that? Do you remember? We've studied it before. It's one of my favorite shapes. It's a trapezoid. Trapezoid. I love a trapezoid. All right, let's color the roof red. We'll make it match the doorknob. Any kind of red will work. It doesn't have to be a perfect red, so don't worry if it's not. So we're coloring the top of the roof with the wavy lines. That whole roof is a trapezoid. It's got four sides and four corners like a rectangle, but the top part of this is short. The top side, the top part is long, but it's shorter than the bottom part. And then the two sides are angled in. That makes a trapezoid. It looks like it could have been a triangle, but the top part got cut off. That makes a trapezoid. I love trapezoids. I just really like the way they look. So that's a trapezoid. So let's put down our red crayon in 2, 1. All right. What about that window? Tell me about that window. What shape is the outside of the window? Yeah, it's a square. A square is like a rectangle, but it's special because all of the sides are equal. Let's color the outside of that window. Let's make it happy. Let's do blue. It doesn't always have to be brown. Color the outside of that window blue. This is a square. All the sides are equal. That is the outside part of the window. It has four sides and four corners, but all of the sides are equal. They're equal. Now, the T crossing the window, making it into four sections, you see that? Those are rectangle. Those are rectangular shapes, right? Long and skinny, two long ones, two skinny ones. Those are rectangular shapes dividing the window into four sections. They're long, skinny rectangles. Let's put down our blue crayon because I want you to know the outside of the window is the square, but the T dividing that window, those are two rectangles. Let's make that brown. Find your brown crayon. Just like our door was brown and the top of the roof was brown, the top of the chimney, let's make those two skinny rectangles brown. It's actually three because the one in the middle kind of cuts the one in the middle going across kind of cuts the one going down into two rectangles. Okay. You can put down your brown crayon. Let's color the curtains just for fun. Let's color the curtains purple. We'll make those purple. All right, so we have one big rectangle left. One big rectangle left. Do you know what it is? It's a big rectangle. Yeah, it's the house. The house is a rectangle. The top of the house going across and the bottom of the house going across are long, and then the sides of the house are shorter. That's a rectangle. Let's color the rest of the house brown. We're going to color the rest of the house brown. The whole house is a rectangle. Two long sides, top and bottom, and then two short sides on the side. That makes it a rectangle.
How many sides on a rectangle?
Four.
How many corners on a rectangle?
Four. All right, I'm almost done with my whole house. Okay, three, two, one. Put down all your crayons. Find your pencil. We are going to trace some shapes. Do you see them? Okay, what's the first shape that we're going to trace? Trapezoid. It looks like the roof. Okay, trace that for me and then hang on a second. Don't go to the next shape yet. Trace that shape. Okay, how many sides are on a trapezoid? Four. I want you to write the number four inside the trapezoid. Write the number four inside the trapezoid. Okay, scoot over. We have a rectangle. Trace the rectangle. Don't go ahead of me. Slow down. Trace neatly. Okay, how many sides on this rectangle? Four. Write the number four inside the rectangle. Scoot over. What do we have here? Triangle. Trace the triangle. Stop there. How many sides are on this triangle? Three. Write the number three inside the triangle. Scoot over. What do we have there? Four equal sides makes a square. Good. And I just said it. How many sides are there on a square? Four. Write the number inside the square. Scoot over. What do we have here? Circle. How many sides on a circle? Zero. Write the number zero inside the circle. Now there's some extra room. I'm going to ask you to draw two shapes for me. The first shape I want you to draw is a triangle. Draw your own triangle. It can be big or small. Do your best. Doesn't have to be perfect, so you don't have to start over, erase and start over. Triangle, and then scoot over. I want you to make a trapezoid. I'm going to help you. Draw a short line on top going across. Longer line on the bottom going across, and then connect them with the two sides angling in. Short top, long bottom, and then connect the sides. All right, you may put down your pencil. I want you to look at the shapes going across the middle. We are going to color some of them a certain color and some of them another color. So I want you to look for your red crayon, and if the shape has four sides, I want you to color it red. It can be any shape. It doesn't always have to be a square or always have to be this. If it has four sides, then I want you to color it red. Look for the shapes with four sides. They do not have to be equal sides, but if there are four sides, I want you to color them red. You're going to find three shapes with four sides that you need to color red. So look for the ones that need to be red because they have four sides. They don't have to have equal sides. They just need to have four sides. Okay, take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, pick up your blue crayon. There are three sides. Color the shapes blue. If you see three sides, color the shapes blue. You should find two of them that need to be blue. Then we're going to check. We'll go through and check this. Okay? You should have one shape left. What shape should we have left? Yep, yellow. Color it. Yellow. I said yellow. I said yellow. I mean, what do I mean? Circle, and I want you to color it yellow. We have one shape left. It's a circle, and I want you to color it yellow. Oh, silly Mrs. Zoldom doesn't know. Okay, put down all of your crayons, and let's check. Go to the beginning of that row. You should have a red rectangle. Scoot over, a red trapezoid. Scoot over, a blue triangle. A red square. Scoot over, a blue triangle. And then a yellow circle. Awesome. Okay, scoot down to the very bottom. We have a table and a kite. Which one of these is a trapezoid? The table or the kite? Yes, the table. Color the top of that table, the trapezoid shape, purple. That is a trapezoid. Purple. Scoot over. We have crackers or chips, I don't know, and a pot holder. Which one is a triangle? The crackers and chips or the pot holder? Yes, the crackers and chips. Color those orange. We'll make them Doritos. Nacho cheese Doritos. These are triangle shapes. Three sides, right? Three sides. Okay, scoot over. We have a button and a mirror. Which one of those is a circle shape? The button. Color it blue. Any kind of blue. No sides on a circle. Goes round and round and round. Okay, you did it. I did it. We did it. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.